4. Holy shit. 5 kittens. She gave me a lazy blink. Mama's tired. I would be too. I wanted to pet her, but I hadn't fully earned her trust. The food in the dish looked like a pittance. It wasn't that I didn't want to feed her more, but I had me and Adam to buy food for too. The feeling swarmed over me, the one full of desperation, where I wondered how in the hell I was going to keep going until eternity claimed me. There was a time I'd wanted more in life. Today, I'd settle for more cat food. Straightening, I shoved the empty baggie in my pocket. All baggies got reused. Ramming my hands in the pockets of my jeans, I followed the same path I did every day. But instead of heading toward my catering gig or the place I bartended, I was going to the heart of Denver. I was looking for a man. Why today, of all days, I didn't know. Only that I was sick of stalking him online. It was time to see him in person. I needed to see him to fuel my anger, to motivate me to work harder to help Adam through his deep depression, to hang around long enough to see my brother prove this motherfucker wrong. I was looking for the man who'd ruined my brother's life.
Chapter 2. Beckett. I regretfully inform you that I'm handing in my resignation, effective immediately. Archiving the email, I toss the phone on the seat next to me. Another one gone. Being my assistant wasn't that hard, but it wasn't the easy pass to becoming a millionaire so many seemed to expect. Across from me, Dad sipped his brandy, his eyes pensive as he looked at my phone. We were somewhere above Montana, where I had flown out for his impromptu wedding to Kendall Brinkley. I was still salty about it. She was closer to my age than his. I couldn't imagine how ashamed my mother would be if she were alive. I'd thought Grams would lose it, but she'd been stoic during the entire ceremony. Mama had been gone a long time, but it couldn't be easy for Grams to watch her former son-in-law marry a woman the same age as his own children. But at least Dad's wedding had given me a brief reprieve from her meddling. For a woman who hadn't been terribly involved in my childhood, she was certainly invested in one specific aspect of my future now.
Trouble in paradise?
Dad asked. There is no paradise when I need an assistant, and Grams sends prospective fiancés my way. How did she even find out Wilma quit? But then, Grams had talked to my former assistant more than me. Wilma was younger than Grams, but only by about 15 years, and I missed more than her punctual and proficient work ethic. I didn't have the heart to turn away the women Grams funneled toward my job opening. Only my open position was not the missionary position, or the wheelbarrow, and it definitely wasn't on one knee to propose. 3 of her candidates had already passed through my office and left as soon as they'd realized the only payday they'd hit was their paycheck, which was still a damn good wage, just not my inheritance.
She got Aiden married off. Now she's turning on you. I'll talk to her if you want, Beckett.
He was the only one close to me who called me Beckett instead of Beck.
But I'm not her favorite person right now. Still, I can't blame her, though I'd rather you fall in love and get married instead of what your grandmother wants.
I'm doing fine on my own. My net worth had hit 9 digits months ago.
Your grandparents worked hard for that money.
They got lucky. Finding that much oil on our land was only the beginning. It had happened during my grandpa's day, when Mama was just a kid. Dad had been her high school sweetheart and had gone on to spearhead the company after they married.
Your grandparents worked hard on that land and dedicated their lives to the company. You wouldn't be using this private jet to fly back to Denver if it weren't for them.
Dad set his drink down and leaned forward. I refrained from mentioning that I could buy my own Gulfstream, but it seemed a waste when I could use my family's plane.
Your grandparents secured the inheritance you're so willing to give away.
I'm not exactly willing to whore myself or anyone else out for it either.
None of us want you to.
I gave him a pointed look. You're right. But Graham